Welcome back to another episode of the Right Read Podcast. I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And today we got an awesome topic for y'all. We're here to recognize two culture kings in fashion and music and streetwear. Virgil Abloh, rest in peace, and Pharrell Williams, the only two black male creative directors at Louis Vuitton, and the company being over 164 years old. Anything you want to add to that, Miles?
Just two, like you said before, cultural kings that definitely had a big influence in not only just clothing, but also in the music and just art itself.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into that topic, you know we got to start off with introducing what we got on today. Miles, you go ahead and start it off. What you got on today, brother?
So I'll start from the top to the bottom. I have a one-of-one Kith custom hat. Tyler, the Creator, it's more so, it's like a Carhartt jacket, but not as heavy.
Mm-hmm.
For the shirt, a regular pocket tee, kid pocket tee. For the pants, I have a camo Supreme pants. And for the shoes, Adidas Wells Bonners. These are, I like these because they're more comfortable.
Very smooth.
Let me see what you got on.
Okay, I'll start from the top down as well. On the jacket, this is one of my favorite pieces in my collection. This is a collaboration between Carhartt and Awake New York. Awake has really been doing some big things in the sneaker space, in the collab space. It's got some very nice details. Got a flower on the pocket of the hood. Just very, very into this jacket. I picked this up in London a couple years ago. It's a little bit thick, but love to wear. Love the baggy fit of it.
Nice.
You know, Carhartt is also one of my favorite brands. And then for the shirt, we got House of Errors tee.
You mentioned that in the first episode.
I did. House of Errors was by far my favorite brand of 2024. And I'm here to just pay them a little bit of homage. Love this t-shirt. Grabbed a few different designs from them in this type of style tee, but it's heavyweight, baggy fit, boxy tee. Really big fan of what House of Errors is doing. So shout out to House of Errors. And then on the pants, we got some nice hot pink cargos. Very light kind of track pants almost, if you will. Zippers on the side, pockets and different straps. This is actually from one of my other favorite brands that I talked about, Forever 21. Big fan of Forever 21. Very sad that they're unfortunately going out of business, but shout out to Forever 21 nonetheless. And then just to wrap it up on the feet, one of my favorite releases of 2024, we got the Air Max 1s, I believe.
Yeah.
But they got the 85 bubble on the side, so just a little bit different than the normal Air Max 1 silhouette. I know this is one of your favorite sneakers. And I just like the colors that they play with right here, so big fan of this sneaker, and I felt like they tied the whole outfit together as a whole.
I like how you put that outfit together.
Appreciate it. You too, brother. I mean, it's just, this is what we do, really. That's it. Just doing what we do. So today's episode is brought to you by RDM Management Group, LLC. We manage lives, careers, and moves. RDM Management Group is a multi-service lifestyle management organization that specializes but not limited to the relocation services for athletes. Those services include vehicle transportation, home moves, packing and transport, cleanouts. These services can be provided within a 72-hour period. We also offer insurance, life, health, and disability, and retirement solutions, tax preparation services, financial advisor services. For contact information, reach out to owner Rose Reed at 609-692-8266 or email rose@rdm-managementgroup.com.
I know, as you've mentioned before, Virgil Abloh and Pharrell Williams, they also had more so of a influence on pop culture today.
Right.
You got Virgil's Off-White. Even before that, he had collaborations with Ben Trill, Pyrex, and his most famous one before he passed was Nike.
Right.
And then you got Pharrell on the other side, clothing wise. You got Human Made, mm-hmm. Human Race, stuff he made with Nego.
Mm-hmm. Billionaire Boys Club.
Mm-hmm. All that.
Ice Cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what they both had in common were being artistic directors for Louis V.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Virgil was the first one to be one.
Right.
And after his passing, unfortunately, mm-hmm. which led to Pharrell being the second. And with Virgil, I know he started 2018, I want to
say. Yeah. Virgil was named the artistic director of LV Menswear in March 25th of 2018.
Yeah.
Until his passing of January 28th of 21. So he served almost 3 years as the director of LV Menswear.
But his time there was, he actually had a great influence mm-hmm. in the luxury category mm-hmm. as long as the streetwear category. Right. And I do believe personally that him being the artistic director for Louis V as a black man
right.
was more so of a, that's like another group of people
right.
that's also looking at your work
right.
as long with the high end fashion people, right. luxury people, which was also a great thing. And I feel as though that he definitely served his purpose while he was here.
For sure. I mean, it was such a unforeseen, you know, time, him passing. I don't think anybody was anticipating that, especially when it seemed like he just was really getting going. And like you said, the time that he spent there, it was so loud. Like we see him do his thing in Off-White and, like you said, Ben Trill, and he had so much success prior to getting to LV. And then when he finally did get to Louis Vuitton, it was even louder. He was now, like you said, on the grand stage now mixing high fashion brand like LVMH and then bringing that together with streetwear fashion as well. So shout out to Virgil. Rest in peace to Virgil. His legacy will forever live on. But he paved the way for a Pharrell to be then named his predecessor and the male creative director of LV right after him. So Virgil really did do numbers while he was there, though. I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit later, but he has some monumental creations while he was there. And it was just major for the culture in general. You right. know, it was a point in time where streetwear wasn't really accepted, let alone accepted into high fashion. Right. Now you've got one of the biggest, longest standing companies in Louis Vuitton now with a black director at that as the face of the brand. And then they've continued to go into that direction with Pharrell as well. So shout out to both of them right. and what they've done in their own endeavors and what they were both able to do and doing for Louis Vuitton yeah. as well.
I know for Virgil, his main thing was Off-White.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say COVID time, around COVID time, was when it went from high mm-hmm. to super high.
Right.
Because COVID time, we ain't had nothing to do but
right.
shop
right.
and stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Shop, stay in the house. And right. with his collaborations with Nike,
mm-hmm.
the first 10 Off-White Nikes in the
mean
Jordans, yeah, they was at first people didn't know how it would look,
right?
But once people got a hold of it, I think like when you get a hold of a sneaker or
right.
see a sneaker in person,
right,
it changed your whole perspective on
right.
things. And his were different, and he had that signature trademark where he got the writing on the side
mm-hmm.
and the hang tag.
Yep.
So, and like you said before, is something that has to stand out
right.
in order to be seen as one of the greats.
Right.
And something so simple as a hang tag,
right?
Just know, like when you see a hang tag or clothing or sneakers, you automatically know that's
Off-White.
That Virgil.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, rest in peace to Virgil. Definitely was a great inspiration to the youth,
right?
And the people that's love the youth as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, like you said, he was able to, his stamp will be forever remembered. We'll know what Virgil did. Virgil was here almost, you know what I mean? Just the simple quotations of the Off-White. And, you know, I think what also made his stuff last the test of times is how well it was received by not only our peers, but also, you know, the celebrities of the time, you know, from people of rappers, athletes. Like you said, now he crossed over to the high luxury fashion, is on the runway in Paris and London and all these big time fashion cities, New York City. So the fact that he was able to do things so simple, but also put a spin on some silhouettes that were around forever, you know, even something like the Jordan 5 Off-White, where he's got the hole in the center of the
known for having its the bubble for the ankle support.
Yeah,
took the whole padding out and just made it like all thin.
Right,
and being able to cut that circle out.
Right,
as a however you want to rock it.
Right,
and just basically taking something that's already made and then just reconstructing it to your own liking.
Right,
and knowing that people are gonna love this.
Right,
so like you said, you just different.
Yeah.
He is just different.
He was special, man. He was special. But then you also have Pharrell, who's now kind of walking behind the shadow of this giant. But he's been doing his thing as well. And his stuff has been very well received, sort of in the same way by a lot of celebrities, by a lot of different artists, be it rap or singing or what have you, but also athletes, having people like Victor Wembanyama at his fashion show in Paris this year.
Right.
Chris Paul was there. So the fact that he's having it also be well received is big for the culture, to see that there wasn't a fall off between Virgil's tenure and now Pharrell's tenure.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let's be honest, Pharrell has been doing this for a long time. Pharrell has had some very successful clothing brands. Mm-hmm. BBC, Billionaires Boys Club, was super big at its peak. Ice Cream, when I was growing up, I was in middle school, super big at its peak. Human Made with Nigo, they had their run, you know.
Collaborations with Adidas.
Mm-hmm. The Human Races, they had their run. So he's very familiar with being a creator in multiple spaces, but specifically in the streetwear and fashion in general.
So we talked about becoming artistic directors of Louis Vuitton.
Mm-hmm.
What were your favorite pieces or idea or creations that they had from Louis Vuitton and outside Louis Vuitton?
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about, they both had careers prior to Louis Vuitton and had careers during Louis Vuitton. So it's so many different things that we could highlight that they've been able to create. I'll start with Virgil. At Louis Vuitton, he created so many different things, but some of my favorite work of his at Louis Vuitton were his leather goods.
Mm-hmm.
Louis Vuitton has been known for their leather goods, their bags. That's been pretty much a staple of the brand. So for Virgil to go and put his own funk and flair on it, I really appreciated it. He added certain things like the plastic chain to it. You know, the bag might be a brown color with the standard LV print on it. It might be the Damier piece with the checkers. But then the chain might be an orange, might be a red. So that was very different. And it's just those little things to say it's a Virgil piece. Like you said, on the sneakers, he would put the hang tag. Mm-hmm. On the bags, he would do the chain. So I really like that he made different bags than what Louis Vuitton is used to. Like the see-through, it was like a see-through bag.
But the iridescent.
Yeah, but like the iridescent print, correct. Mm-hmm. So just being able to take their staples, but also add his own flair to it.
Reconstruct.
Yeah, it was typical Virgil. Mm-hmm. Like, he's able to maintain the essence of, especially in his collabs, he's able to maintain the essence of the original piece, but also put his own spin on it to make you appreciate it and say, it's not going too far off the left, but it's, I see what you did there, and I like that. So I would say those were probably some of my favorite things from Virgil. Again, he did so many different great things while at Louis Vuitton, but I would say to me that was some of my favorite pieces that he created while being there. And then outside of Louis Vuitton, he had a number of brands. He had Bentrill, he had Pyrex Vision, Off-White. It's so many different brands that he had success, and he kind of used each and every one as a stepping stone. Like Pyrex was a vision to a stepping stone to Bentrill, and Bentrill to Off-White, and then Off-White to Louis Vuitton. So outside of just going with the traditional brands that he had, I'm going to take a step into some of the other things that he created. He was an architect by design. He actually went to school for architecture. So I like when he not only just crossed over into the fashion space, but he crossed over to different brands like IKEA.
Yeah.
He did a major collab with IKEA making actual houseware and household goods. It just shows that he had no limit to the stuff that he could do. He was making, you know, I don't know if it was IKEA per se or still Off-White collabs, but he was even making the home pieces like the rugs and putting the Off-White or the quotations on it, and people were jumping on that. So, I mean, Virgil, he just left such a lasting impression on not only just the fashion space, but the music space and whatever you want to call it. I don't even know.
Creator.
It's just a creator as a whole. He designed one of the Mercedes-Benz cars. Like, he just has so many designed a watch. Drake references one of his songs. He produced songs. He just was an all-out creator, and he'll truly be missed. But those were some of my favorite pieces from Virgil while at Louis Vuitton and outside of it. But then let me just give a little bit of highlight to Pharrell. He's currently still doing his thing. He's been now the director of menswear at Louis Vuitton for 2 years. Some of my favorite stuff that I've seen him do and debut so far are things like the Red Damier Lover's Trench Coat. The Damier, for those who don't know what that is, it's the checkered piece in the bags and the leather goods. And he brought it over to the trench coat. Now, this was my first time seeing the coat with the Damier print on it. And it was red. Usually it's a brown or black and gray type of deal. So I really like that. And then he's kind of been capitalizing on that Lover's kind of brand and theme within Louis Vuitton. So I'm really digging that trench coat that he had. And also something different that I saw him create was the leather rugby. I've never seen a leather rugby, but it was kind of fire. It was different. I'm a big fan of rugbies in general. I always loved a classic rugby polo. So again, for him to take, you know, these classic pieces, but add something different to it and make it like a leather rugby was very interesting to me. So I'm very excited to see what Pharrell continues to do at his time and Louis V. And then outside of Louis V, I'd like to highlight Billionaire's Boys Club. I mean, BBC was extremely, extremely influential, especially at its peak. You know, I had a number of their products from the hoodies to pants, just you know, shirts, that classic logo of the Space Cadet with the helmet on and the BBC logo. So Pharrell's been creating for a long time. And all this has kind of like been the side gig to his music, right? You know what I mean? And exactly, he has the time to do music as his first passion and kind of what we first went introduced to him for, and then still be able to do all these different things is really impressive to me. Very impressive. So talk to me, what were some of your favorite creations that they had both at LV as the directors and outside of LV?
So I'll start with Pharrell, his work at LV.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there has been talk and discussion of it, but he hasn't fully released them, but the Buttersoft sneakers, the ones that it kind of puts you in the mind of some Cortezes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's any more colors, but the color I seen was the orange ones with the print LV print on those.
Yeah, I saw a picture. It was like he had a lot of colors and silhouettes. So I think we can expect that.
Okay. Those are the first ones I've seen on feet.
Okay.
Yeah, so on feet, they look nice.
Right.
They look like I said, Cortezes,
yeah.
But more so in a thicker, they look more thicker than like a regular Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell the material is more of an LV material with that leather and that sturdy kind of leather.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at those, it just made me think of LA for some reason.
Right.
It got the LA vibe with the luxury look.
Right.
And those, like putting those two together, it's a good thing to have.
Right.
And for me, I do like those a lot. They probably are my favorite creation that Pharrell have done with Louis V.
Okay.
And outside of Louis V from Pharrell, I'm going to have to do the Human Races.
Okay.
Races, his collaborate, the NMDs with Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pair of some NMDs. They were like a cheetah print color, like a brownish orange cheetah print color with green laces.
Right.
And when I got them, I kind of got them with the intent of reselling them because at the time, that's what was the popular thing, reselling.
Right.
And I thought I was going to be able to get a steal for them when I resold them. But in all reality, I just returned them. But looking back on it, I should have just kept them to wear because they definitely look nice on feet. Because I was like I said, I seen them in person, at least seen somebody else wearing them. I was like, I'm kind of missing those things.
Right. Yeah, sometimes we get caught up in the sneaker game, the sneaker business, and now the resale market. And sometimes you buy a sneaker just to flip them because you look at the profit that you can potentially get them. But it is unfortunate because back in the day, there was none of that.
Right.
You bought a sneaker to have it and to wear it. So it's just a change of times.
Yes, and just like going back to COVID time, that's when it was the peak.
Right.
Reselling was at its peak, and it's kind of right now, that's kind of what ruined it now, because there'd be sneakers that came out years ago that was worth thousands of dollars.
Right.
Now they re-release
and
probably going for nothing now.
Right.
And that's what happened. Like, the resale market killed that.
Resale market in general has really put a damper on
just
the fashion and clothing market as a whole, but particularly the sneaker game. But it made a way for sites like GOAT and StockX to even exist, you know, making things. It's a catch 22 because at one point the things you wanted weren't available at all.
Right.
So now they are available, but it's also driven the price and the market up, you know.
I mean, again, Pharrell has definitely had his fair share with Louis V and outside Louis V.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to Louis V with Virgil, one of his creations that he made were the Air Force Ones.
Okay.
The Louis V Air Force Ones. There were about nine. I mean, there was about 40 total.
Mm-hmm.
But on the first release, it was about nine that came out.
So smooth.
Yeah. And my favorite one of those were their multicolored. They're black suede, but on the toe, it's the metallic silver.
I think I know the ones you're talking about.
And then,
about
the purple and green and yellow, I think, on the back heel. Those probably were my favorite ones. And the ones I have close to it, not LV at all, are the Air Force All-Star ones with the metallic silver on the back.
Yeah.
Those just kind of put me in the mind of those, even though they aren't. They're just like the, you know, how people get the cheap version, quote-unquote, of them. But those actually were, those Air Force Ones were the first time that Nike allowed somebody outside of themselves to create the Air Force Ones.
Right.
I feel as though that was a good spin on things because they came out amazing.
It was well worth both of them stepping into a new space and allowing themselves to break their quote unquote rules to create with each other. I mean, and think about it, like, think how big of an artist Virgil had to be for Nike, of all brands, to say, look, we're going to let Louis Vuitton let you actually produce this shoe, right, and produce an Air Force. Like, you got to be a heavy hitter to allow a big brand like Nike to, you know, allow something like that. And vice versa, even Virgil, even being at LV, you have to be of a certain stature and status to have a brand like Louis Vuitton, who is part of a bigger conglomerate, allow you, a black man, to become the first director. You know what I mean? This doesn't just get handed out. The company's 164 plus years old, and you know, they're an overseas brand. They're used to operating a certain way, and to, you know, break those barriers is substantial.
Just like how you said on the first episode, they're not just gonna go get Joe Schmo.
No.
How they gonna get? They want the heavy hitters. Right. But to tie back to Virgil, his inside Louis V, but outside of Louis V, my favorite collaborations that he did was with Nike. I said it before when I was introducing him to being an amazing creator, director, but his first 10 with the Nike, my favorite one out of those was probably the Prestos. They were black, the black Presto ones.
Yeah.
And
love the Prestos.
Yeah, with the cream laces and all that. They were oversized tongue that looked like it was supposed to go inside, but it was really on the outside.
Yeah.
They are the perfect summer shoe.
Right.
Or it's perfect spring shoe. You can wear no socks, shorts. Right. You can wear them with sweatpants.
Right.
You can wear them with literally anything. Mm. Throw a hoodie on, black shorts. That's a reasonable outfit right there.
Right.
And I think nowadays, today, is people are more so trying to go into like the dad look. Dad sneakers, got New Balance dad sneakers, got Asics dad sneakers, but in all reality, Nike was like really the first people to have those dad shoes. Mm-hmm. And the Prestos, you go from like a sportswear sneaker to like a luxury look sneaker.
Right,
those was definitely my favorite out of the 10.
Right,
Pharrell and Virgil both had their accomplishments in Louis Vuitton and outside Louis Vuitton, but their top thing would be a fashion show, fashion runway. What was your favorite part of both of them?
Yeah, I feel like the fashion show is the Super Bowl for them. This is the chance to now show off the pieces that you've been elected to create. You know, it's about showing off a certain aesthetic, not just the clothing and the creations, but what type of atmosphere are you creating for all the people that we know are going to show up. Fashion Week, especially Paris Fashion Week, is one of the biggest events, especially in the realm of
the world
fashion. Yeah, the world. Yeah, everybody goes to that, especially people of status. If athletes are available to come, they come. If artists obviously have a lot more freedom, they pull up, and it's usually some big names to either come and enjoy the show or walk in it. And Virgil and Pharrell have both been able to capitalize on having certain people of influence walk in their shows, like a Kid Cudi, like a ASAP Rocky, like a Rihanna, like a Naomi Campbell.
Even athletes, like,
yeah,
you got Odell.
Odell, for sure. Yeah, so it's the Super Bowl for them. And I think that they both had different shows, but both very monumental shows. For me, some of the most important things to happen for LV took place at the runway show. I remember when Virgil had his first show under LV as the creative director, he had that moment with him and Kanye.
Started crying.
Yeah, they hugged each other and started crying and shed, you know, a real moment at the actual show, during the actual show. I think that was very important for the culture as a whole, because for people who may or may not know, Virgil and Kanye, they started pretty much together designing on the music side, but particularly everybody that kind of came from that Kanye West tree as far as designers, like Don C, like Jeremy Lorenzo at Fear God, so like
Ken Berry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Heron Preston, so many other creatives and designers of today. But for me, that was a very big moment, not only just for that particular LV show, but the culture as a whole. And then for Pharrell, this past year, he took a very different approach and had his show at the Louvre. We all know how big of a artistic wheelhouse the Louvre is. Yeah. We had a chance to go there this summer. And actually put eyes on the Mona Lisa. It was a classic place and classic venue, but to have an actual fashion show there for a brand like Louis Vuitton and bring those two brands together was monumental to me.
Very high value. So,
So, you know, what were some of your takeaways from some of their fashion shows?
Like you said, for them, it's just like their Super Bowl or like their, like in sports terms, their Stanley Cup, their NBA Finals, where you show off your best thing,
right,
where you show off your talents. And for fashion shows, it's a specific look that you want to go for. Is it like a business look, or is it like a casual look, like a rugged look? It's kind of like the Met Gala,
right?
You know how Met Gala has each year they have a theme,
right?
It's in that realm where what are you going for?
Right.
And every single time that they have a fashion show, they hit it on a nail every single time. It's always good. They always bring celebrities, like rappers, even athletes,
right?
And they are, I want to say that they make it better.
Right.
Say that. They make what the vision is better.
Right.
And that's another thing. That's why fashion shows are top tiered, like right below sports and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, the athlete and the rapper are the people that influence the brand. They're the people that are going to get people to go out in the store and buy the product because they're the best marketer in their videos, and they're, especially in the digital media age that we're in now, if people see a certain celebrity or artist that they like, influencer even, that's a whole different lane, whereas people that literally have such a following that they're called an influencer. So it is very important to have a certain player and certain person at each show. So
if you enjoyed this episode of the Right Read podcast, like, share, subscribe to our YouTube at the Right Read. Follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok at the Right Read. I definitely enjoy this topic, talking about two cultural kings like Virgil and Pharrell being able to have a similar mindset on a very luxury brand like Louis Vuitton, and also having their own separate things like Pharrell with Human Made, Human Race, BBC, and then you got Virgil's Off-White and collaborating with Nike. It definitely opened my eye up to a lot more things about them, just talking about it. And it was a lot of things that I necessarily didn't know until you said stuff. And I'm pretty sure it's the same thing back and forth. How did you feel about like the topic?
I mean, I think it was a great topic. I know it was a great topic. One, just a lot of people not really talking about, you know, this stuff. Like you said, we dropped a lot of history today, as well as our personal perspectives about, like you said, two cultural kings. These are monumental accomplishments that both of them have been able to put on their belts. Like we talked about, LVMH, Louis Vuitton, very, very big brand, over 100 and almost 70 years worth of service. So for them to, you know, be the directors is kicking down the door and paving the way for a lot of young black and brown young men and women that are creators and, you know, kicking down doors in spaces where we weren't once allowed. So shout out to both of them for what they were able to do. Shout out to Pharrell for what he's still doing. Again, I find it so impressive that he's able to do all of this almost as a backup gig. You know, he's known first and foremost as a musician, an artist, a music artist, a producer, Skateboard P. So for him to be able to cross over and have this tag as well as the director of Louis Vuitton is Major. And again, we want to give a big rest in peace to Virgil and his family, big honor to his memory and all the beautiful collabs and beautiful designs and pieces that he was able to create at his time here.
Also, up and coming, you got this guy right here.
Oh, yeah.
Starting to become a part of Louis V now and his luggage wear. Mm-hmm. And we just can't wait to see what he has for him next.
Yeah. I mean, like we talked about, those two created a lane for active artists like a Tyler, the Creator, to create.
A big brother figure.
Oh yeah. And it's good for the culture. Mm-hmm. It's good for the culture. It's good for, like we talked about, young black and brown men and women. So great topic today. We look forward to seeing y'all on our next episode of the Right Reed Podcast. Again, I'm your co-host, Davon Reed.
And I'm your other co-host, Miles Reed.
And we'll see you next time.